Шас Раш Ишива. It's now the days of Sphere, the day of Sphere. It's a minute to learn Pirkei Avos, the Shabbosim of the day of Sphere. Pirkei Avos is really the Masechta of of Musa, of Midas Toivis. There is no limit, the Buddha, of Binyonim from Yerushalayim, Musa. Many people speak about learning Musa. They think that we're talking about Derech HaMusa. Yidua, the famous Derech HaMusa, the Pshat Salanta, the Yeshivas. There's many drachim, there's Derech HaChsidus, there's Derech HaMusa, there's Derech HaTorah, that many Gedolim didn't learn so much Musa. And even the Shitta was also not, if it's Torah, not to learn Chlanat Musa, at least not to make an emphasis on learning Musa. There were many drachim. The Rambam says, there's no machloikis in that. Everyone knows that the inyan of Musa, that a person should think in a way, his outlook on life, his outlook on Yiddishkeit, should be in a derech. You should call it Musa, call it a different way, a different name. It doesn't have to be dafki the derech of a Pshat Salanta. So Salanta had his own Derech HaMusa, his particular Derech HaMusa. The meaning of Musa, the Klali, is called really Yiddishkeit. It's Yiddishkeit. It's thinking like a Yid is supposed to think. And to conduct your life, your whole outlook on life, your whole way of life, according to the Das Torah. Musa is a is Yerushalayim. Musa is the whole Sefer Tanach. Is Musa. Few Sfarim Tanach. Kehelas, Mishle, Sefer Musa. Sechtes Avos, Sechtes HaMusa. The Midrash Chazal, full of Musa. You can't be Malam, be ignorant, be able. Not have in mind the whole meaning of Musa. Musa is Yerushalayim. It's Yerushalayim, Yiddishkeit, the right Hashkafa. So I'd like to speak only, of course, the time is limited. I can't be marach too much. Even though these inyanim are very, very broad and very deep and really deserve a lot of time. A lot of limud, a lot of time. I'll just be more on one, basically only one inyan, one fundamental inyan, which every bacher, ben Torah, should have in mind. It's very important. And of course, Yishma Chacham V'yesev Lekach, he should be Aran, he should be Mizbeinen, Dover, Lahavim Dover, Metoich Dover, Yim Chadish. Can't talk about any subject, any inyan in Yerushalayim and Musa if there's not a yisoid. First, it has to be one big yisoid. And this yisoid would open up your mind, would open up your ears to be mekabel, to receive this message, this inyan, of any inyan of Yiras Shamayim. Just like once, there was a big Baal Musa, from the old Cheder. You know, the old Cheder of the yeshivas, let's say from Slobodka, from Kelem, old Baal Musa. And he spoke to Bachar, nowadays Bachar, Bachar from Bizman Hazeh, American Bachar. And he spoke about an Indian. He spoke, let's say, I don't know exactly to what example I should say. Let's say he spoke about making the Chodesh Elul. You know, Chodesh Elul is a very important Chodesh. It's about the Baal Musa, prepared for Yom Adin. To make the Chodesh Elul, Mamish on a higher Madrega than till now. To lift up the Madrega of Chodesh Elul, the Emes Adin. Really have visualize the Yom Adin and have a real fear of your Ema and your Shemaim of the Mamet Yom Adin. And you talk to nowadays Bachar, he said a very warm drasha, had many rayas of the Rechazal and very good ideas, and very good etzes, how to lift up the madrega, the level of the seiros of Chodesh Elul. But he saw that the bachram that were listening, the audience, the bachram that were not interested, they're sleeping. Most of them are sleeping. And all of a sudden, someone goes to the basic kisa. Once one person goes to the basic kisa, of course, it's very contagious. About 10 people go out to the basic kisa. And this one puts down his head, he's tired, he happens to be tired, he's not yawns, so no one is interested. So he thought, maybe I'm not explaining the Indian, I'm not getting the message across good. Maybe I don't have enough rise from Divrei Chazal for my Yisoy that I'm trying to bring out. So he started speaking stronger, bringing Chazal, being very strong diburim, making all, putting all his koyach to show that what he's saying. He's saying Mamash Gevald Gizah. Didn't happen. Nothing happened. Still sleeping. So he looks at the Olim and says, "Where shall help? Mashiach should come." Very man, amen. You can talk. Okay. Goes down. So he went over to the Mashgiach and told him, "I didn't say the Drosha, what's wrong with my Drosha? I see the Bachram really weren't the Kabbal the Drosha." Yeah, this is the Mashgiach. He said a very good Drosha, it was very good. But tell me, the Bachram weren't the Kabbal the Drosha. Something's missing. You have to tell me something. So the Mashgiach told him, "You really want to know the Amos. The drasha was a perfect drasha. Very good drasha. Said good rais, good desires, the return, dvarim, mesukim, ni'imah, very good. But the subject you touched on is very irrelevant. It doesn't bow to anyone. All of these bachram, no one missed a 1 minute sleep because they were worried that they don't have a good Elul. The whole Indian of Elul is not pertaining to them b'chlal. They don't know what Elul is b'chlal. It's not that you're trying to make them a better Elul. No, you're taking on as a Yisoid, you know, that Elul. Now I'm going to tell you what Elul is, how to make the Elul better. First, tell them that there's such a thing like Elul. They don't know Bechlal. They never went into the Elul, and then they don't worry Bechlal that the Elul is not good enough. So whatever you talk in Avodas Hashem, and any subject that you touch on, if the listeners don't know the importance of what we're talking about. How important it is. It's so important that you can't even imagine. You can't even imagine how important it is. And how much it's pertaining, how much it's negeya, how meaningful it is. So then, whenever you listen with a half ear, with a half a heart. You don't even listen, you don't know what we're talking about. Let's say I would talk about how everyone here could, in a very short time, become a millionaire, a billionaire. So most people will listen, because that's everyone wants to become a billionaire. But if I'm talking about an Indian of Yerush Shemayim, an Indian of Avodas Hashem, you're a very good bracham, you're a very tired bracham, you're a very precious bracham, you're Mevakshei Hashem, of course. But still, the whole world is in such a tardema, so sleep, in such a deep sleep, that Pashit, you have to wake up people to know what we're talking about. What we're talking about, plain. It's one of the purposes of Musa. And I'll try to prove it to you a little. The people are asleep. Rambam says that the Tchi Shofar, the Bnei Shem gave Tchi Shofar as a Eitzah, that Uri Shein and Mishin Aschem, to wake up from the sleep. People should wake up. Yishayne behavle yazman. People are sleeping in the havalim, in the shtusim, in the meaningless in yonim of this man of Olam Hazeh, and they're sleeping. So I'm talking to Bachem here, and I'll tell you, you're sleeping. You're a walking sleeper. You're sleeping. You sleep your whole life, and you're sleeping. You think you're up, and you're sleeping. Sleeping? How can you say I'm sleeping? How can you say I'm sleeping? You're sleeping. And you have to wake up. You have to give a shuckle, you know? And you have to wake up. So that's one of the yonim that Musa tries to wake up people. The sirus. What's called the sirus? Waking up. Wake up. Wake up. You're asleep. You're dormant. You're in a big tardema. Someone gave you anesthesia. Not the only sleeping. You're in a tadema, which is mamish, dormant, mamish, sleeping very deeply. So let's start. This Indian, one Indian, I'll just speak about one Indian. Bochum should listen, I hope. And let's hope. Yishmachachum, Yosef Lekach. As soon as Yisharim starts to say it, and he says like this, he says, "Yisoid achsidus v'shayrish avoida tmima, sheizbar v'yisalmetz aitzla adam, ma'ahi chavosei b'ilama." Okay? So with this, he says, Yisharim threw a bomb. He threw a bomb in the world. An atom bomb. And this atom bomb should have exploded and should have changed the whole world. Should have changed the whole face of the world. But the world is sleeping, so no one realizes what he said. So let's try to explain it a little. A person should look at himself. Think about himself. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself. Think about yourself. Who are you? Are you something that's important? Are you something that's great? What are you? What's an other? What's an other? Who are you? You know, the Torah tells us, Chayv Adam Loimah B'Shvilin Nebroilah. A person is mechuyev to say, because of me, the Baruch Hashem made this whole creation. Torah says a word that we're so used to it that if you wouldn't be so used to it, it would be incredible, marvel arai, unbelievable. You say the Torah says a word that the Torah speaks about the Adam, and the Torah says nothing more or less. B'tzalam alakim also as Adam. Hear that? B'tzalam alakim. You're not God, but you're b'tzalam alakim. You're a resemblance of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. You are a Beis Hamikdash. You're something that the Rebbeinu Shlomo would rest on you, and you would be something which someone who would look at you would see. This is a resemblance of Hashem. It's a kiddush of Hashem. You are divine. You are a divine creation. You're godly. You're not God, but you're godly. You're a divine. You have a chelik l'kai m'mal. You have a chelik l'kai m'mal. You have a chelik of the Rebbeinu Shel Yipach up of Nishmas Chaim. You have a neshama. And the neshama is kodesh. The neshama is kodesh means that it's a lekus. It's divine. It's something else. It's kodesh. It's kodesh. Oh, so look at yourself. Know who you are? You're kodesh. And therefore, every person is a world in itself. Just the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is yechidi. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is nisgav Hashem levado. So a person is also yechidi. Every person has his own world. And every person is mechuyev to say, b'shvili nivra olam. Because of me, the whole world was created. So you're something very great. So you're very, very great creation. We used to talk about tzaddikim. And people talk about tzaddikim, b'chassidim. We're very, very, very used to that. They come to Malav Malka, speak Sipurei Tzaddikim, talk about the gardens of Tzaddikim. Very used. Chazal speak about Tzaddikim. But very, very, it's very rare that the person should say, so if this one was a tzaddik, I'm speaking about the Gaon, I'm speaking about the Chofetz Chaim, I'm speaking about the Chassam Sofer, and you speak about their godless, toward their Zoicha. And someone should say, so maybe I could also be a tzaddik. Maybe I could also be a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer wasn't born a Chassam Sofer, the Chofetz Chaim wasn't born as a Chassam Sofer. He was born and he was just like everyone else. You see all the stories about the Chassam Sofer, about the Chafetz Chaim, about the Gro, about all the Gedolim. You talk about them. The Maise Bichlach, the stories that they say, speak about when they were very godless, and when we saw they're godless. But no one speaks about when they're small children, or when they're Bachar. When they were Bachar, they were children, they had mitzvahs, and they had mechshoilis too. Every person has mechshoilis. Everyone has things that he falls through to. Everyone has his faults, his chasroinus, his things that he has to rectify, has to be masake. He wasn't born a malach. These people weren't born malachim. So every person is born to be a tzaddik. Not only that, Chazal tell us, mashbi noiser, you mashbi to be tzaddik. You should be a tzaddik emes. And even the whole world is going to say you're a tzaddik, you should consider yourself a rasha, you should be an honor. So what I was going to say, what do you mean? You're telling me that even the whole world is going to be say I'm a tzaddik, I should be a rasha. The whole world is going to say that I'm a tzaddik. Who am I? The whole world is going to say I'm a tzaddik? Mash be you, my son. Yeah, mash be you. Ti tzaddik, val ti rasha. We're talking about you. You're talking about everyone. Eventually, I made a creation, a marvelous creation. It's endless, endless. The Chachma, Kulam B'Chachma, sees the wisdom and the Koyach, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, put into creation. Infinite, mamash infinite. Every particle of creation has chachma and chachma and yecholos and chachma. It's the creation is a factory which is
which is endless chachma, endless chachma, endless yichaylus, billions of stars and constellations and malachim and seraphim and oilemus and oilemus. And the Shvili Nevar Oilem was all created for Adam. So someone is going to see a big machine, a marvelous machine, a big tractor, whatever. And you see, it's a lot of work was put, a lot of wisdom, a lot of work, and a lot of effort was put into make such a machine. And he understands that a wise person made it, and an efficient person, and a wise person, and a sensible person made this machine. So he understands this machine probably does a very important job, and it pays so much effort and so much wisdom and so much koyach to make such a machine. So the Bereishis made such a great creation for Adam, so the Adam must be very, very marvelous. The Adam must be a very great, great, great creation. So the Adam is a great creation. Whatever we know of tzaddikim and their godless, we don't even know a mashi, a half a percent of what they really were. A person who's a mishkan for the Rabbeinu Shloim, a person who's dveikis in the Rabbeinu Shloim, I know what to call is godless. If you want to say godless means moifsim is only an external godless which we see in this world. It's much more than that. Being connected to the Rabbeinu Shloim, seeing the Rabbeinu Shloim, being masik the Rabbeinu Shloim, living with the Rabbeinu Shloim, being a resemblance of the Rabbeinu Shloim. It's ayin l'rasa. It's you can't even explain what that means. It's very, very great. Now another thing. We are living in this world. You mentioned it's saying about Shivim Shana, 70 years, 120 years, let's hope. And this decides, this determines what we will be, our Madrege, what we will be for eternity, for Nitzchius, forever. There was once a Mashgiach, was talking in a yeshiva. I was talking about the Yom HaDin, was talking about Olam Haba, was talking about Olam HaNitzchi, Olam Haba, Olam which will never end, Olam HaNitzchi. I was taught the importance to be a tzaddik, to be a Erlich Chayim, to be a tzaddik. You know, in the back there was sitting a few bachur. You know, not too serious bachur. We call them a shtiklich leitzim. Sitting in the back there, smiling one to another. Yeah, listening with half ear, enjoying themselves. After the mashgiach ended his drasha, it was a very nice drasha. They went out to the hall and made jokes on the mashgiach, whatever. And the mashgiach was a little excited today. He said such a, you know, something's bothering him, maybe, I don't know. It's very interesting. Make jokes, you know, all types of litzanos, all types of jokes. Okay. Happens a lot, but sometimes, you're a very good bocher, very serious bocher, but sometimes it happens, bocher. Okay. And a few days later, this bocher, who made his litzanos, comes into the Besmedrish, and the Mishgiach sees that it doesn't look good. So his face is very pale, doesn't look good, seems like he's sick or something, whatever. Sits down, plops down on a seat, doesn't talk to anyone. He goes over to him, asks him, what's with you, you're feeling good? Doesn't even answer, can't answer. He starts working with him until takes out a word from him.
What's bothering you? They diagnosed my mother with cancer. Chas v'sholom. Very serious cancer, Chas v'sholom. Mother's a young woman in her early 30s, whole family. It's very serious. The Mashgiach starts giving him chizik. Maybe mechazik yourself. So he asks the Mashgiach, what could I do? A mitzvah, a schuz, my mother should become healthy. The Mashgiach told him, you're not by yourself, what you should do, don't do anything. Just be mechazik yourself. Continue, learn as much as you can. Don't force yourself to learn more than you could, because you're not up to it. You're feeling better, maybe with the time, but just don't fall into depression, take yourself together. Go on and have a little betach, and the Baruch will help. And he says, no, I want to do something very big for my mother. I want to start learning. I want to start learning by Mother Rabba. And I'll be like Pastor Pima Megiris. I'll dumb and I'll learn. And my mother should have a refuah. He starts talking. And Mashgiach tells him, I think it's too much for you. You're not up to it. It's not good for you. It's going to break your nerves. It's going to be too strenuous. Just as much as you can. Sleep enough, eat enough, but just continue. So the pshat turned around, The Mashgiach is telling him not to learn, and he wants to learn. Okay, so let's hope this lady had her refuah shleiach. But I would go over to this youngster. I would tell him. 2 days ago, the Mashgiach talked. Your mother is 30 years old. She's going to be nifter, Lerich Yom V'Shonim, when she's 90 years old. So it's Nishkefala. That happens, It won't be. Just normal. So you're talking about 60 years. The Mashgiach was talking about billions and trillions and trillions of years. And not of Chai Olam Hazeh, he was talking about Chai Olam Haba. He was talking. What's going to determine if you're going to be from the tzaddikim shnehanim ziv ashkenim, or you're going to be from the rishonim that are gehanim, the anshe kitzpoy, how the Chaim Zevavos calls them? You're going to be the ones that are close to the shchina k'doisha, or you're going to be from the other ones? And that's not going to be. It's not going to be for 100 years, for 1,000 years. You'll wake up after billions and trillions of years, and it still didn't even start. Because it's eternal, it's over, it's always, it's never ending. So the Mashgiach talked about these in Yonim, and you laughed, you had that's honest. So what got into you? Stop. No, your mother, it's only 60 years, so start laughing, make it honest. And you say, it's nothing, it doesn't bother me. What happened? What happened to you? Why do you get so serious? What happened to you? So the Teretz is that if you don't understand when you talk to you like a Ben Adam, then in Hashemayim they'll talk to you like you talk to a Behemah. Yeah. If you don't understand Seichel, if the Mashgiach talks about Seichel, and you don't understand it, they'll take a stick. They'll take a staff, they'll take a stick, and they'll hit you with a stick. A stick you understand. Musar means that Seichel should talk to you just like a stick. At least, Musar is like Yisura. Yisruni Kelyoyo, it's Musar Kelyoyo, it's called. The marriage is Belibo Shaladam. It should put you against the wall. I'm talking to you a Seichel, I'm talking something which is Seichel, and that should be a thing which is going to mechayev you. It's going to just put you against the wall. You can't ignore it. In other words, we're living here for a short time, relatively very, very short time. And this determines your madrega, your matzav, forever, forever, ever, ever, ever. So I want to ask any one of the bacher, maybe some of the bacher did it. If a bacher closed himself in a room and started pacing up and down for at least a few hours, and think, what am I going to do with my life? What's going to be my purpose, achai? What's going to be the pshat of my whole life? In other words, Mahayicha Vasoy by Lamai, what the Sozi Sharon says. What am I going to do with my life? What's my purpose in life? Why am I living for? What's the purpose? For whom am I benefiting with my life? What am I accomplishing with my life? What's my life all about? I'm sure most people think about a lot of things. Sometimes people think about how they're going to get married, what's going to be their career. That's a very fundamental question. I don't care if you're going to become a Rosh Yeshiva, you're going to become a worker, I don't care. What's going to be pshat in your whole life? So I don't want to make a whole show, but I think if I'll ask anyone that did such a thing and closed themselves in a room and thought and came to a certain Maskana, came to a certain chlota and maskana that this is what I'm going to do in my life. My whole life is going to be what the Baruch Hu wants me to be. What does the Baruch Hu want me to be? A tzaddik emes. The Baruch Hu wants that my life should be halicha lefnei Hashem. I should go get closer and closer to the Baruch Hu. Every day when I get up in the morning, the first thing is, how do I get closer to the Baruch Hu today? How is my learning going to be? How is my davening going to be? How is my shmiras hadibur going to be? How is my nemidos going to be? I have a lot of work. Hayom katzav amlocha meriva. There's a lot of work to do. My hasmada, my machshava, my davening, my yerushamayim. There's a lot to do. This is a lot to accomplish. We have to work on Olam Haba. We have to work on eternity. We have to work on the Dragons at Tzaddikim. So if no one did that, so it's the biggest proof that he's in a big sleep. Because this is very fundamental. How could you ignore such? You think about a lot of things. You didn't think about yourself. And you didn't think about your life. You thought about all irrelevant in Yana, but you didn't think about the ikar of everything. You don't need a bigger proof that you're in a sleep. You're in a big tardeim, in a big, great sleep, very dormant. So all the bacher, after this rush, are going to wake up. So maybe it should be that this issue may have sort of disproved me a little. But I think I'll still be right, because the oil is still going to sleep. After this rush, I'm sure the oil is still going to sleep. Maybe a few bachram will become, I'm not talking stamazah, a few bachram are going to be in the Sarah, I'm sure. But you still have to, a lot of work to wake up. I didn't wake you up yet. Still have a lot of work to really wake up. And the only way you'll wake up, if you learn every day Musar, but not stam learn, take it in your mind, and take it very seriously. And it's going to take a good while till you'll slowly but surely wake up a little. Making the small beginning, the crack, that you should start working to really wake up. So this is one of the most important messages that Musa tries to teach a person. Uri Yishayna Mishinascha. Uri Yishayna Mishinascha. Time is limited, but I'll only end with, it's going to take I think only 5 minutes better. But just another example of the meaning of Musa, and you know how people are asleep. Sus Yisharim says, speaks of the midah of Zahiris, the first midah. talks about Zahiris. Be nizer in your maisim. To be, in other words, to, you shouldn't be just hefker, you should be nizer. I don't know, it's such a good English, I have always the right word. I don't know what's the word in English, Zahiris. It's an English word, but there's no such word. Zahiris, to be nizer in your maisim. Okay? Careful. Nizer. Okay. Cautious. Careful. And you might. So the Mrs. Sharm says that of course you have to be careful, because if you're not careful, you're Meisim. So it's like you're a blind person. It goes and goes next to a river. And if he's blind and goes to a river, he'll drown. Definitely drown. You have to be Nizer. Okay? He said a very plain thing to him, a very plain idea, very poshut, very simple, very fundamental. But I think if someone learns such a shtickle, this is Yisharim, again, that should change the whole world. Yisharim is saying a very poshut thing. Let's say a person is going to go into an airplane, into a car. He doesn't know the first thing about driving. He can't drive. He doesn't know about driving. And he goes into a car, which is the middle of the busiest street in New York, Times Square. Very busy. It's full of people. And he goes into the car and just closes his eyes and pushes the gas and starts. You know, and just roaring, the car just starts speeding. And of course, kills people left and right, bumps into him, bumps into the car, and the car itself gets bumped, and he kills himself too. And what is he? What is he? He's a Meshugana. He's a Russia. I know what he is. He's a gorilla. He's less than Barnash. I know a word for him. Yeah, everyone knows that. Now this marshal is bechlan adoyma. It's not. It's it doesn't even touch the nimshal. Ha'odam, a person with his ma'isim that he does, we know from the Torah that it has a big effect on all the oilums. See them say before a mitzvah, the shem yichud kitchi b'richi shchinta. I'm not going to explain what this means, Shem Yichud Kitchi B'Richi Shchinta, but it means something very, 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 very big and very important. So before you do Avera, I think you could say the Shem Pirit. I want to say further. The Shem Pirit Kitchi B'Richi, yeah. And what that means, I don't know what it means, but the Zichah means, it means much, 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 much worse than driving a car on Times Square. It kills oilemus, it kills malachim, it brings a choshech, it brings a darkness in all the oilemus. And everything, it destroys the whole creation. A person is not worse than a car. You go into a plane, I'll tell you very much, you go into a plane and start pushing buttons and the plane is going to go up, going to go down, going to kill people, it's going to kill himself. Yeah, that's a person. A person is an instrument. A person is a keli, an instrument which has effect in all the malachim, and all the oilemus, and all everything. So how could a person be so blind, you know, and not have a cheshma what he's doing? No, you have a big factory, and it just doesn't have anyone who is responsible for it. Here he's going to talk a world, it's Lashon Hara. He's going to say something, it's going to be Mal Pnei Chaver Barab. Here's going to be Oiva Bittul Torah. He's going to be Oiva of Hira Ra, of Hirurim Ruam, Rom. It's a thousand things. He can be Oiva of the Averish, of the Dosh Bakevav. He can be Oiva of a million Averish in one day. If there's no one to be Mashgiach here, there's no one who's responsible for everything that you're doing. So it's like you're closing your eyes and you're driving Carmel up to Times Square. It's not a marshal. The nimshal is much worse than the marshal. So what are you? You're not a Meshugana. You're a gorilla. I know what you are. Hashra, I don't want to talk about people like that, but Kavadabriyas, but that's Damas. So how could people be in a matzav that they're not responsible? Erlechi, a tzaddik, is pshat, he's responsible for everything that he does. Everything that a tzaddik does, you could ask him, why did he do that? Why did he talk like that? There's someone who's in charge here. So people that are little awake become different people. They become great people. They grow every day from Madrega to Madrega because they live. They live with a cheshbon nefesh. They live with a tachlis. Their whole life has a purpose. The whole life is a purpose. I said, I'll end with that, but I can't contain myself, so I'll be voice of one small idea. If a person goes into this world, well, there's many Baal Teshuva today. No, a lot of Baal Teshuva. Thousands, 10,000s, a lot of Baal Teshuva. And the ones that know what's happening with these Baal Teshuva, they know that the main cause that makes them be Baal Teshuva, the main reason they became Baal Teshuva, most of them were very successful and had good lives and before they became Baal Teshuva. Many came from very rich houses. Nothing was missing for them. They were successful, everything. But they felt a very empty life. It's an empty life. You're living without a tachlis, without a purpose. Go from one enjoyment to the next enjoyment, from one olam hazeh to the next olam hazeh. It's so empty. It's meaningless. You get used to it. It's nothing. You're left with nothing. And they can't live, a person can't live like that. No, he's going to live and he's going to go. His life doesn't mean anything. And the only thing he knows that after a few years, he's going to lay in the cavern, he's going to lay in the grave, and it's going to be a doimim, he's going to be a dust, and a doimim, forever. That's all. That's the only thing he has to look for, he has to look up to. That's what's going to happen to him. So in other words, like you're telling him, eat and drink today, I'm giving you everything, but tomorrow you're going to be dust. Okay. No creation, no Adam could make peace with such a machshav. You can't agree with such a machshav. You can't live with such. It's against the laws of creation. The Adam was created with a moyach, with a leiv, he can't make peace with such an idea that he's going to live an empty life and afterwards it's going to end with nothing. So they come to a certain realization that of course the world has a purpose and must have a purpose. And they come to Torah mitzvahs and they see there is a purpose. There is a purpose. They margish the kedusha of the Torah, the kedusha of the mitzvahs, the kedusha of Shabbos, the kedusha of the Yom Tovim. They see the godless in Torah, the godless of tzaddikim, the godless of Yiddishkeit. And they could pinpoint that this is the tachlis. This is what I was created for. And their neshama is made on that. The neshama is makir, has that realization that this is why we were created. So they become Baal Teshuva. I think it's not a guzma. It's not an exaggeration if I would say that the difference between a bachur that doesn't have a purpose in life. He gets up in the morning, goes to yeshiva, learns, but there's no purpose in life. One day, next day, no, he has to be yoytze, you know, he has to have good marks, and whatever. And there's a different bacha that gets up in the morning, and he's a hoylech lefnei Hashem. He's a hoylech lefnei Hashem. The first thing he thinks, how could I get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam? How's my davening going to be in a high madrega? How be zeichet to the dveikus? How be zeichet to a madrega? The difference between these two bacharim is just like the difference between someone who is not a shoyma Torah mitzvahs and a shoyma Torah mitzvahs. This one has a tachlis and this one doesn't have a tachlis. This one he has a tachlis, but he doesn't know what the tachlis is. He's just used to it. It becomes part of the system, part of the routine. And this bachar has a tachlis. Yesterday I was in that madrega, and a few years ago, I find myself in a completely different madrega. So the bachur would realize that and take it to heart, And of course, it's going to change the whole life. And a bracha will be a heilach lefnei Hashem. And a bracha is going to have a nachas ruach. Yismach Hashem b'masav, meri meinyom.